on right now?
Oh, okay. Wow. This is, I need to control my volume. Right. All right. Title very simple. How beautiful are your feet? Remember, it's your feet, not mine. Mine is short and ugly, so let's focus on yours. Right. Maybe you wonder, is this biblical? Well, hopefully it is. Otherwise, we're going to have a long talk with Pastor Philip and, you know, who is going to be after me. So let's, if you have the Bible with you, let's open it to the Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. All right, verses 14 and 15. Everybody got it? Some I cannot. All right, let's read it together. It's an NIV version. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of what?
Those
who bring in the good news. So, according to the definition of the Bible right now, who got the most beautiful feet here? The one is bringing the good news. And who supposed to having this good feet? All the believer, right? Because we have this privilege, become the children of God, and it's our obligation to serve, to share the good news. So out after this particular sermon, everybody is supposed to aim at having a beautiful fit, right? Okay, not very convincing. That's fine. Let's keep going. If I can bring into the next. Okay. Let's turn to the Luke chapter 10. Then we will just read three verses from 2 to the 5th. Everyone got it? All right. Let's read together in the NIV version. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. So, Bible makes it very clear. There are so many opportunities available to us, but not many people, the believer, willing to do according to God's will. So, the first thing, we need to pray. Pray God to send out. To send out those people being called, have this burning passion and a desire to do the job for him. Is that easy? Maybe, maybe so. All right. So now, God have a commission there. Go. And I'm sending you, like what? The lambs among wolves. Right? And there's so many do not. Here. Do not take a purse or bag or sandal. Interesting. Do not even greet those people greeting you on the road. So did you sense the urgency there? Focus. concentration. But the key is that goal you've been sent. So how difficult it is for here right now, right? Try to preach the gospel or share the gospel here. Is that difficult? Is it lots of opportunity? Or that's back to the fundamental. Have you ever had the desire to do so? If opportunity popping up and you feel you should do something, are you being equipped properly what to say, what to avoid? If you want to be an obedient lamb, watch out. You're doing within among the wolves. Is that easy? Maybe it's risky. Probably dangerous as well, right? And that exactly, right, from the Bible. So today, we're trying to take a step and go trace. Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe lame with the good feet can tame the wolf. All right, let's bow our head and pray. Dear Father in the heaven, this is your day, and we are all your children. We heard about the gospel, the good news, that Jesus truly loved us so much, willing to come into this earth, gave his life on the cross for our sin. And in return, he wants us to believe in him, and he can become our Lord. So if this is a good news, truly a good news, let us really bear that in our mind, in our heart. Let our thought clean it up with your precious blood shed on the cross. And let us be courageous, and let us be brave. Most important, let us know how to have this beautiful feet in your eyes. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right. So it's very difficult to preach because when I preach, most of people fall in asleep. Well, but I have the help from the microphone so I can wake you up, right? But the truth is that I generally don't listen to my sermon second time because every time when I step on here, almost like each word, God carved them into my heart. Because I still remember our previous pastor, Darren Lin, say, if you don't believe, don't preach. If you cannot act it out accordingly, don't teach. And, well, that pretty much limited my career, right? But based on his mercy and the gracious, now I'm standing here to share, and I can teach, I can serve. So there's a great love, and really thanking for the today's worship team. They really bring the song into a life, right? Total surrender, total surrender. So let's take this one, because today's topic is mission. And since we just came back from the mission, let's take that as an example. Ooh, jump in. So there's a mission opportunity. Don't overestimate this or underestimate it. It's just a mission opportunity, right, to presenting by God to our church with lots of people around the world. But the key message, go. That's the key message. So let's briefly talk about this bringing into the scheme, right, about this mission opportunity. It's in Taiwan, very far away, and it's focused on the only three small towns. But people there are a lot, almost about 500 people in this particular camp, and 90% or more of that are non-believers. So, according to the Bible, harvest fields are really plentiful. Now, what can we do about it? And how we are going to approach them? So that's exactly right. We're going to present here. So, generally, when you go out, do the mission, you have to have the aim, have the focus, and you have to set the priority to some extent according to human planning. So at that time, right, we kind of agree within ourselves. Say, our focus, not the children yet. We are going to focus on all those teaching assistants. We call the youth and the young adults. And then, if with God's mercy and the grace, we can approach to those children, the bundle children, about 320 of them. And then, hopefully, through the children, we can bring and inject the gospel to their family. And so that's his tremendous right goal over there. So through the selection, and there's Uncle Jerry, you know, very forceful, and starting in February, do the selection, screaming, and lots of, you know, on time. If you miss 15 minutes, you're out. Yeah, and, you know, very forceful. So in that way, right, we team it up. We have the sense of the team. And also the Pastor Philip is very kind over, you know, sit behind and watch everything and help us to do all the translation. Hey, this is misspelled. Hey, this sentence doesn't make sense. So in a way, right, we team it up. It's a big event, right, for our church, especially the English congregation. So, but we need more, because we don't, remember, we are the lamb, obedient lamb. We're going to the wolf, right? So wolf, 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 wow, sounds very bad. So we need some, we need to prepare it well. So there's a lot of things going on, right? The you know, handbook, the visual aid, PowerPoint, slide by slide, what do you present, and you got a word setting aside, and manuscript to this page, what do you say, who to say that, something like that. It's very complicated. It's so complicated, right? Every night we need to restudy it, make sure tomorrow, right, we can do it correctly. Well, at least to some extent, we don't misstep or misrepresent the God. And that's why the Uncle Jerry said, we always have to chat all the way fellowship to the midnight, right? He won't let us go. But it's a mutual feeling, because he also needs to preach. So we won't let him go that easy. We want to make sure every question, right, he's going to ask, right, is correct, right? All the my co-worker, the youth there, they are very helpful. Saying, but that's just our preparation in the local, right? There's a huge team, right? They took care of all the facility administration job. So all our focus on is preach, send the gospel in. And so that really touched me along the way, right? The Christine, our fellow young gentleman, show up in the meeting, right, and support us. And really touching me is that when you're on the, is that bus?
Minivan,
all the way to the airport, right? He even show up as a co-pilot as Pastor Philip, to and back forth, right? Right on the spot. So we don't have to worry about the transportation at all. We got the best support in the church. And that's really nice to have. So, but focus is still there. The address is very simple. The theme is all about loves, right? What is it? L-O-V-E, right? So who still remember the song? Yeah. Amy raised the hand, right? And Caleb is jumping, right? Because we all learn this song. God really... Along the trip, you won't believe, right? I think I really learned a lot through the trip. Every song, every every word, every act, right? Every dance, right? It's really, really in me. Even right now, if I really sing this song, right, I can jump to you, right? And you can feel how the Spirit touching us, changing us as well. And that's true, right? So we are, while we are serving the Lord, Holy Spirit also sanctifies us. Let us really understand, right, the message we are preaching. He tells us the love of Jesus Christ is really patient, is really kind, and is really truthful. And he will protect you, trust you, if you hope and persevere, and you never fail. So that's the message we are sending now. And that's the message, right, we are going to experience. All right. So we because there's a 4 day, right, we lock them up, right? So first day is very simple. We go direct to the problem of the human being, sin, right? And God is just, holy. So he cannot tolerate any sin for not repent. So there's a flood. And according to this judgment, there's also a promise and a love. And that's the ark coming in. And Noah, his wife, his 3 sons, and their wife, they all got reserved and all a bunch of the animal. And there is a promise. There is a grace, the rainbow. So that's the first day, right? We would like to let them know. So second day is more easy one, but it's also tough. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of argument about how to preach the everlasting life to the children who don't even know lots of English word. And we talk a long time about that. In order to breed them, that's because in the Samaritans, is how do you going to have the everlasting life? And that said, you have to love the God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and with all your strength. And the second one is that you have to love your neighbor as yourself. So we try to bring this all about love, right? And in this particular one, we finally conclude that, well, who is your neighbor? So all the people that need your help, right? I remember it because Uncle Jerry keeps saying that unless I get it right, won't let me go to sleep, right? So we get it straight. So Good Samaritan is that the love coming in, right? You have to express it out. It's, don't keep it, it was in you. You have to use it out. So you keep coming and you will never dry out. So that's all about the Good Samaritan. So we bring into the day 3, a son, right, is really have the attitude, right, and has his problem, right? But it's represent the sin of the mankind. We just don't appreciate all the belonging and we keep demanding and sometimes we are very wasteful. And unless we repent, whatever we do wrong, right, it's not only to that particular human being, we also, you know, somehow not good to the Father in heaven. So the key message is that God's love and the importance of the repentance. Now, so we set it up with these 3 stories and we go into the final wrapping up and that's the gospel kick in, right? God's love. So this is a little bit complicated because this is supposed to harvest time. We plant and we water it, and whether we can harvest or not, we don't know. But we make sure we want to plant it the right seed. So the end story is a whole creation, bringing to the scene, and Jesus coming to the pictures, die on the cross, resurrected, and even show up as a proof. So all those people, doesn't matter whether you've seen it or you're not seen it, they are all in the blessing mode. And the key is that God is, Jesus is ascending to the heaven right now. So that's the message, right? We try hard, right, to convey. But most important is that God's love is summoned on the cross. And Jesus is only the way and truth and life. And we align them, give them a chance to make a good choice, the right choice. So the mission is very clear. Message is there. It's a good gospel. But we did not touch this area too much. Jesus come again. He will judge and rule the world. But our hopeful is this. This is a final aim, right? We're trying to bring in the children and the TA, hopefully, right? They know they will believe in that Jesus died for them and now alive again. And hopefully, right, they're willing, right, to repent their sin and asking for the forgiveness and want to have the life with God forever. And that's why we preach for forever life. You want to be with God forever. And most important, right, just like our prayer, they would like to be God's children as well. So that's the final gospel, that's the message, and that's the ammunition we are going to bring. So, how it go? Everybody know? Lamb into the wolf. So it's an execution time. From our church, we got a magnificent 14, right? Right. Seven of our youth. I won't call them youth from now on. I will call them as my co-worker. Because during this particular trip, I think I learned more from them. I never preached to them. I only share with them because there's just something, right? You really have to appreciate them all the time, right? And I'll gradually bring it up to you. And it's a good opportunity. We lock the kids in from 7 o'clock, 7:30, 7:15, all the way to almost 6 o'clock, and 4 days in consecutive. They have to get the permission in order to skip the class, right? Or check out early or check in late. So it's a golden opportunity, and all our focus, right? I'm not quite sure. Okay, this is very important time. I mean, not everything is important, but this is solely owned by us, right? So from 9:40? Well, I don't know, interaction is kind of a little bit straight, but from 10 o'clock, starting the youth, doing the play, and then Uncle Jerry single-handed covered all the drama. I don't know why they say drama, but but it's a preaching time. And then after this, we got the kids prepared, then we go into the class and ask you them. So that's a 2 solid hours, right, belong to us. And that's the most important time, right, we have to preach the gospel when we're talking about. And so this is my magnificent dolphin team, right? My belonging, I got 28 kids. And they are all, in the beginning, I cannot recognize who is who. And right now, I can recognize by their seat and their face. I still cannot match their name, but I got a very good, four excellent TA. If you see the different, the t-shirt, different color we are wearing, they are my teaching assistant. So every teacher got their own arrangement, but mine is easier. I cannot take care of them all by myself, so I group them according to the number of the TA. And in that way, right, I can focus on the doing the preaching. So somehow it worked. So, and this is how big is the group, totally. And I think that's Auntie Emmy, right? Right. And there's a lot of, and this is the final one, final fairway, the ceremony, the shot. And you can see there how many are there. I guess more than 500, right? And they all got a good feet. Hi. All right, if I can bring him to the next one. Oh, all right, I jump ahead. Accomplishment. This is what I learned. Really, God gave me a lesson here. And I really want to take some time to talk about this. This looked like a great achievement, right? But remember, this is God's achievement. My faith, thinking about if take that six out, I will be happy already. So what we did is that in the morning, when we're doing the early fellowship time, around the 6:30, I think, and one of the brother, which been bombarded by the Uncle Jerry last night, finally dozed out. But in the morning, right, Holy Spirit kind of talked to him, say, insist. So he went, he talked to us saying, hey, I got a great idea. We need to do the calling. We need to give the children a chance, right, to call them, see that whether they're going to willing to accept Jesus. And that's why we went to the Uncle Jerry, because he is the guy going to stand in there, right? You know, preach this. But we all hold hands, we pray deeply. So during the time when you get together and there are so many kids, right? And after the pray, and then Uncle Jerry went up and do a lot of, you know, pacifying and then get to the point. And that's the time, right? He really gave the speech and gave the calling. And funny thing is that there are so many kids raise up their hand, right? And we try to record it, but somehow Satan just won't allow to. It just automatically shut off. And generally, there are so many photographers around. They took the shot for the most important memorial shot. And funny thing, none of that camera capture any picture when the kids raising their hand. And even coming to a very interesting that when later I kind of talk to the adult, I say, hey, I messed up. I did not catch the people who raised their hand. So how can we do the follow-up accordingly after? And so I went to the couple of the teacher and I said, hey, tell me, do you remember your own class who raised the hand? And that's the time we need to ask for God's grace, right? Because we don't know. Because we did not expect that God worked so hard on this kid already. We are still thinking about they are wolf, they are wolf, they are big bad wolf, right? Which we have a lot. We suffer so much during the 4 days, right? We just barely keep us together, still under God's grace, right? To preach the love accordingly. But that's the time, right? God showed his presence. He asked the children to raise their hand. So I don't speak for other teachers right now. I only speak for myself. I am definitely those little faith. Because I don't expect that. But God is truly working there. And that's the beauty of when you are sent. If you are willing to get involved, remember, it's God's commission. He is responsible for every step you take, whether you acknowledge or not. And the one is that the picture, there are so many pictures taken. Here is just a typical to show you, right? How those wolves, right, get along with lamb, and God transformed them, right, into a future lamb. And there are so many smiles there. No kidding. In the beginning, right, it's a war everywhere. All the kids, right, don't know we, right? We don't know them, right? And there's lots of friction. But this, in the end, right, if you're going to look at every picture, right, you can go to any one of us and examine those pictures. They are truly grateful and smiling all the way through. And that's really touching us. And all the TA, and 95% that commit themselves say, hey, this is really a place of love. Will come back to serve with us next year. And this is a true testimony. I don't want to identify anybody to embarrass anyone, but this is the thing. Say, I and who don't really want to cry during the tonight's farewell party. And I thought, did I hear it right? I say, how come? And then the conclusion coming back is so sad that this had to end so soon. So that put me into really consideration, rethink again, right? Hey, they are really doing much, much more than I can able to do. And that's why I say they are my co-worker. I truly learn a lot. It's not easy. So this coming back, conclude this all up. If I can move it correctly. Next page, please. Summary, right? The night. This is a picture, right? Uncle Jerry insists, chasing us all over from our team, right? To be there, right? To take the final shot. The Magnificent 14. See how beautiful the lake are? The feet, how beautiful they are right now. They are what's that name? They are real smile, right? It's not fake one. I guess most of you say, oh, finally it's ended, right? But that's just part of the truth. It's really great. So, this is my perspective. God's blessing. Along endurance, it expands, intensifies. And the second one will be faith, right? Which I cannot tell easily. And the third one is love. And the fourth one cannot tell here is fellowship, which Uncle Jerry just talked about. We have nowhere to go but locking in the dome. And there's also discipleship going on. Most important is that there's a really divine sanctification. We become a blessing. Right? So it's not about ourselves anymore, just like the song today we talk about. Become a team, the team with God. We put on the next one. But don't get me wrong. It's not easy, at least for me. As matter, it's tough, which we cannot tell here. It's very challenging. It's keep going on. It's non-stopping. Very demanding. Lots of tearing, as a matter of fact. Lots of TA, not the TA, teacher, cry. Because we don't know what to do. And we don't know whether we're doing it right or wrong. But God really touching us. Every day we read it up. Every morning we jump into it. And we keep giving, right? And keep receiving. And we keep correcting. So it's kind of like there's a vertical channel. And there also is a horizontal channel. That coming up, coming down, going out, we need more. Coming down, we get more. And the speed of this particular channel, right, it's just through. It's a flow. In the end, right, it just becomes nature. You don't have to pray. You need to pray all the time. Because if you don't got this provision divinely, it will stop. It will choke you. And kids are so sensitive. They know to tell who is fake right away. And that's really all about this commission. And the key is that the message I really learned, though we are very, very tired, but we still want to catch up, to do more. And only way to do is that forget about the rest, forget about whatever already happened, but our focus will be straining toward what is ahead. And that's the team spirit going there. See how tired everyone? That's the morning fellowship time. Even the leader, right, is tired. But look at the feet. It seems to me it's not that beautiful, right? In human eye. But God has a different interpretation of that. You have to go and do it. So I will wrap up with the three verses which I've been learned and caught into my heart. First one, two from the Philippians. Does it matter? It's not right or wrong, good or bad. Keep emphasizing that Christ is preached. That's the key message. And that's all this grace all about. Christ need to be preached. No time for us to be ashamed. Because you're so you need to be brave all the time, courageous, always. And Christ, hopefully, right, will be exhausted in our body, right, to live or die. He will grow, he will show. And in the end, not the least, but it's most important, life is not only concerned about receiving, it's to give. And that truly, truly is a message I learned from the trip. Because some people came in, our co-workers say, I really cannot attend the morning fellowship. Why? Because I stayed up to prepare my testimony until 4 o'clock in the morning. I really cannot keep myself straight when I'm in the 6:30 fellowship. And that's how delicate, right? How committed my co-worker, right? And that is really a transition, right? It's a grace from God. And I really challenge everybody, right, to make your feet be beautiful, to really share the love of the God. Don't be afraid. Well, it's easy for me today. Even right now, I'm shaking, right? But the truth is that after the meeting, right, every single moment, right, I keep thinking about the kids, the moment. And later, right, in a fellowship time, you can do a test. Turn on certain minute, the music, and the youth would dance accordingly. Caleb is doing that. Yeah. And that's how hard I am, how solid, right, God carved this experience in my life. I don't think I will forget anymore. Don't get me wrong, it's not easy. That's why we need to be brave and courageous. And that's why we need a lot of support and help divinely. But the key is that Just in the beginning we say, the harvest field is plentiful. And God needs to send someone willing, right, to work with him, to be his co-worker. And it's not easy, but you will really, really experience, right, how powerful is the gospel. How powerful and solid, right, the God's intention to save the world. And in the end, the wolf will be tamed and becoming the lamb. And the lamb will be sent out to have a better and beautiful feet. So this is a message. Hopefully, right, it can really do something for you and you can act accordingly to the God's will among us. All right, let's bow our head and pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are so grateful because we already believe in you. We accept the Jesus to be our Lord. But if we ever step in out our comfort zone, you open our eyes to see all the people unsafe and they still trapped in the world and just focus on those wrong things. With your grace, you send us out.
Amen.
With your grace, you make us become a solid lamb. With your grace, right, we can turn from weak, become strong, and we can share all the things you had prepared for us. Our aim is very straightforward. We want your name be exalted.
Amen.
We want everybody, right, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord. So your kingdom can be expanded and all the people were doing the well on the earth as in the heaven. We are grateful and we are really thankful. For all the glory belong to you, and may your name exalted on high. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.